So the traditional design unit of a hospital is quite sterile. You've got lots of white spaces, medical equipment lying around. How does this affect women in labour?
We've got fairly good evidence that the traditional birth units that women have been labouring in for a couple of decades now actually interferes with the way women are perceiving the space and what's happening within their brain and within their neurophysiology. During labour, there's a neurohormone called oxytocin that helps women to be calm, that helps labour to unfold, and it's actually this hormone acting locally in the uterus that makes the labour progress and the baby to be born. And if women are put in a space where they feel intimidated or under surveillance or fearful in any way, their brain reacts in a particular way so that this nicely coordinated neurohormonal process doesn't unfold in the way that it should. So labour slows down or becomes irregular or sometimes stops altogether, and then we need to leap in and intervene and try to get labour back on track. So they're fairly intimidating spaces.
You were saying when we were talking earlier that by the sheer design of the birth unit, we may actually be causing interventions that we wouldn't have had the design unit not been designed the way it is.
I mean, what we know today in most of the resource-rich world, and where around more than 97% of women give birth in hospitals, is that fewer and fewer women are able to give birth in a straightforward way using their own resources. We have around a third of all women are giving birth by caesarean section, and many other women are also having all sorts of interventions in order to help their babies to be born. So clearly something is going on in the kinds of spaces that we are building that is making it more and more difficult for women to just give birth in a straightforward way. So one of the hypotheses that we're working to is that there's something going on in the spaces that we've built that is not conducive to straightforward birth unfolding. There is some research, in fact, that was conducted in New Zealand where all women have their own midwife who goes with them in labour, and there's a very, very large amount of research evidence from randomised controlled trials that shows if you have your own midwife who looks after you throughout the course of your pregnancy and then your labour, you are highly likely to have a straightforward normal birth. But what we discovered in research in New Zealand in particular is that if midwives have this prior relationship with women, know them well, but the women are giving birth in different kinds of spaces, home birth, birth centres or hospital labour wards, they find that intervention rate is different in those different spaces, even for the same risk women. So something's going on in the spaces that is interfering with normal labour unfolding and the kinds of behaviours perhaps that the midwives have in these different kinds of spaces.
Your research has looked at both the women and the midwives that you've spoken to. I want to focus on the women.
Yeah.
What have they said about the spaces they're giving birth in?
Some women are very happy about the spaces that they were in. They said basically the space didn't make any difference. I didn't even notice it. There was so much else going on. But for other women, when you start questioning them very carefully about how did you feel in this kind of a space, and if in an ideal world, what kind of a space would you like? They say, well, something like a spa kind of space would be lovely, where you feel like in this space, people would treat you with kindness and compassion, and you would always be touched very gently. It's the kind of space you would like to be in to give birth.
And what about the midwives? What do they want to see from their working environments?
Midwives would like to be able to work in spaces that give them opportunities to support women in the way that they feel they should be supported in order to be able to have a normal birth. That means they need to be able to have access to space to move around in. They want access to water immersion for the woman during labour and birth, and that might mean a shower that she has private access to, or a bath or birth pool within the room, because many women gravitate towards the pool for relaxation and for what they think is going to be pain relief. Again, when you interview women about why they stay in the pool, and some of them stay in there for many, many hours of the labour, they say it's because they feel kind of protected in that space where people can't get at them. So the midwives know that women would like to be, many women would like to be able to use water immersion in a pool. Many of our units don't have access to that. So the midwives feel they can't practice in the way that they ideally would like to be able to support women to have straightforward, normal birth.
So what were some of those principles of design that you've put into the new Royal North Shore Hospital?
We've developed a tool called the BUD set, which stands for the Birth Unit Design Spatial Evaluation Tool. And it's a set of about 18 principles that you need to think about when you're designing the optimal birth space that would accommodate all of the users very well. And these design principles were given to the architectural group and interior design group who were putting together the new maternity unit at Royal North Shore Hospital. The midwives and medical staff from the unit also agreed that these principles were something that they felt resonated with them and their ideas about how birth should unfold. So the principles include things like we as human beings have a natural tendency to respond positively and in a calming way when we're immersed in nature. So natural materials for using the space, such as wood, stone, rather and water, are kind of natural objects, artifacts that need to be inserted into the design of the space in as many ways as possible. We, in the past, have built birth units with lots of man-made materials, like shiny, hard, metallic surfaces. The human brain doesn't respond well to those kinds of man-made materials. So in the new birth unit at Royal North Shore, we have, for instance, when you walk into the room, what you'll see are two banks of cupboards made of timber. And the flooring surfaces are kind of simulated stone. The edges to the bath are curved and soft and rounded, like the kinds of surfaces you would find in nature. And there's a very large picture of a scene from nature, the size of a very large mural, so that when you're in the space, you feel like that you are actually immersed in a very comforting, enclosing, natural environment. So all of these things are calming, which is what we want for women in labour, but also for the staff who work in the unit.
And privacy, I think, was another one.
Ah, yeah, privacy. Privacy has to be guaranteed for women in labour. They need to know that nobody's going to walk in on them, because generally speaking, they're going to be half naked or naked during the course of their labour and birth. It's a very intimate experience. So we need to be able to guarantee that you are screened from public gaze, that you invite people into the space or give permission to people to come into the space rather than having anybody walk in on you. So there's a small corridor that people have to walk down to get into the room. After the woman has given permission for them to enter, you have to walk around corners to be able to find the space where the bed is, and around another corner to find where the very large birth pool is situated, so that the woman is pretty much guaranteed of privacy throughout the course of her labour and birth. If they feel under surveillance, again, the brain reacts in particular ways, and it interferes with the neurohormonal processes of labour that we want to unfold. So being able to provide the kinds of surveillance that we need to do of women in labour, but in very subtle, in subtle ways, so that equipment is not out on display. The staff, there is a position within the room for the midwife to be able to sit in the room, but out of sight of the woman, so that she can hear her, but the woman's not aware that she's actually under surveillance the whole time. So being aware of these 18 principles helps people think of creative ways of implementing them in the design, incorporating them into the design of the space.
And I just have another one, acoustics, you said, was very important. Yeah.
In the past, most labour wards that you go into, and we have been into about 20-odd units where we've undertaken an audit of the environment using these 18 principles of the BUD set, And I can guarantee you that every unit we've been in, there is not sufficient soundproofing to make either the person in the room not able to hear conversations outside of the room, or for people in the next door room not to be able to hear what activity is going on in the room next door. So women feel very intimidated by either hearing a woman labouring and giving birth in another room, because it can be a very noisy process because of the effort involved.
I think you likened it to a tennis match.
Yeah, well, we know we can hear when people are serving, in the tennis match, you can hear the noises that they make with the effort. The effort of giving birth is probably much more than that. So sometimes the noises that women make are quite loud. If you're in the room not knowing what's going on next door and you just hear these noises, you can imagine all sorts of awful things might be happening, when in fact they may be not. But they're very intimidating and can be frightening. By the same token, the woman in her space, in her room, doesn't want to disturb people next door. So it stops her from making the kinds of noises that she might need to make in order to give birth. So one of the principles is that there needs to be such acoustic privacy that you cannot hear noises from outside the room or between the rooms. And so that's one of the major principles that was built into the new birth unit at the Royal North Shore, which is a very, very quiet space.
Is the Royal North Shore the first birth unit in Australia to do this, or have we seen it before?
There have been at least two other units that I'm aware of, one in Townsville and one at the new Canberra Hospital birth unit, who have also implemented these design principles in their space. And they're all slightly different because these are design principles. It's not a recipe. Working with the architects, designers and the staff in those units, and sometimes women from consumer groups, you can interpret these principles in ways that suit the local environment. So, yeah, there have been others. There will be more because there are many people now visiting the Royal North Shore unit who are quite impressed and enamoured of the kinds of things that they are seeing and experiencing in those units, and think that they would be very useful to have translated into new builds or renovations that are going on around the country in maternity units.
We also look down the track at the intervention rates.
Yeah. Certainly that's what we're looking at. We will be able to look at the rates of cesarean section and other kinds of interventions that went on in childbirth in the old maternity unit at Royal North Shore, and we will be able to compare those rates with what happens with the next few years of women who give birth in that unit. And that pre and post study kind of design will give us some indication of whether practices managed to change and whether women's experiences and outcomes were different in the new unit. Certainly that's what we're hoping, but it remains to be seen.